You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show at our new time, and we come to you live at this time, at least in the future, every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. Pacific to 8 p.m., and that's 8 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m., and we tried to accommodate people east of the Mississippi because people were telling us, Dave, we just fall asleep during the show, and we didn't think that was a comment related to content, so we accommodated, and the emails we've been getting on this have been overwhelming. Well, anyway, I just wanted to remind you again that, you know, the days are numbered for the dollar. The BRIC nations are preparing to help take this down. We've done a fair job of that ourselves. So I want to remind you about Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. Been in business for 34 years. They're your trusted source for buying gold, silver, platinum, and precious coins. When the dollar goes away, your economic future doesn't have to. Steve Quayle is offering free shipping for listeners to the Common Sense Show. Just mention that Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show sent you. And remember, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. So call Steve Quayle tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. Steve, hour number two, and I hate to break the train of thought, but I wanted to get into where you see Jade Helm progressing. Is it going to go live in your estimation? Do you have any estimations for timetables? And then, of course, before we call it a night, I want to really get into the CERN situation and opening up the gates of hell.
Well, number one, I think that Jade Helm has been moved forward in talking to different people. One of the people that's been filling me in, and Navy SEAL, very famous Navy SEAL, guy that loves Jesus now and obviously is being ostracized, and I believe God's keeping him alive. The point being is that it's his statement to me today that basically it's underway. Now, what people have got to understand is this. Training exercises do not normally see up-armored Humvees with 50 cal Ma-Deuces, M2 50 caliber machine guns with belted ammos with live rounds versus blank rounds. People do not normally see people in full battle array gear on the major highways and byways of the United States of America. The idea is, Dave, there must be something in addition. Jade Helm is, I believe this, I believe that what we have to make people understand is that China demanded that the American population be disarmed. Now, how could China make that demand? Simple. We have a budget deficit with them at one point of close to $2 trillion. In order to satisfy their demands for that, they demanded, it was clear that we were going to be disarmed. Did you see, a month ago, Michelle Obama making the statement her husband was going to disarm America, take the guns away before he left office? Did you see that statement?
I saw that. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yep. And then the other thing that people have got to understand is that all the Walmart situation, like some guy took me to task. People say, well, you shouldn't pay attention to your critics. Well, people get on talk radio for 25 years and try to warn people that are headed to the cliff and stop them from going over the cliff, and then worry about what is really important. What's really important is this. If Walmart is a publicly traded corporation, the Chinese use sovereign wealth funds, meaning the money of the government, the People's Republic of China, to buy whatever they want in whatever amounts they want. The reason why, Dave, you know, I live within 30 minutes of a helicopter ride from Yellowstone Park. I got an email from somebody in New Zealand telling me I shouldn't live so close. Actually, it was a guy with my last name in Minnesota, and then I got another one from New Zealand in the same day. Seriously. And I told him it's not an issue because guess what? China owns it. China owns not only the national park. We saw that there was an article posted that they belong to the United Nations, you know, biodiversity, blah, blah, blah. Well, the United Nations, what do people believe that is? The United Nations is composed of nations. Russia and China are two of the permanent members on the Security Council. Who hates our guts now? Russia and China. Where are we seeing? Now, here's where the irony comes in. We have hundreds of thousands, maybe close to a half a million now, foreign troops that are in civilian clothes. How many years did I put up with the nonsense, and I put up with the Oscar Mayer wieners, and I put up with the scorners saying, I don't see them. Where would they put them? Well, George Bush Sr. closed down over 100-plus military bases that were set up for the Cold War, so they had incredible underground tunnels and stuff. And then guess what? They realized the American people could be even subjugated intellectually by putting them in civilian clothing. And when you're talking about Russians, you're not talking about someone that speaks like a Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon, Boris Badenov. You're talking about people that have been in country, many of them, for upwards of two decades. So the point being is that they don't all talk like people think. Now, I believe that there is an intentional provocation going on against the Soviet Union, i.e. Russia, and I believe that it's all scripted, but I believe that people are getting into the betrayal mode. People will agree when they've got a common enemy, A and B will agree to kill C, but when A starts to double-cross B, or B starts to double-cross A, and C gets wind of it, then it becomes tricky and treacherous. So years ago I made the statement, I feel that there's going to be so many double crosses and quadruple crosses that it's going to be hard to know who's who. Nevertheless, this is critical for your listeners to understand. I have a Vietnam veteran friend in the South, I won't even name the state, Arthur, God bless you, and he was telling me he and some of his friends were out on patrol in the woods of one of the southern states, and they heard a joint exercise between Russians and U.S. And they were setting up a roadblock. They had a 50 cal mounted, and then the Russian equivalent, which on a road, basically a backwoods road. Well, the Americans and the Russians were joking. The Americans walked off. The Russians walked into the woods where my friends had been quietly and stealthily hidden. And the Russians said this quote. The stupid Americans, once we're done doing what they have hired us to do, we will do away with them. I tried to warn people. That's the blue list, Dave. The blue list is simply this. Law enforcement and military that go along with the killing of American citizens will then themselves be killed by the people they've hired to join them in killing of American citizens. Now, where does that sound familiar in history?
Yeah, well, the Bolsheviks for one. The Nazis for another. But I want to validate what you're saying, Steve. In fact, I've had people actually come out and speak out on the record on this. In outside Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where they're known to have Russian soldiers in civilian clothing who remain aloof, well-conditioned males, no families. They've been seen going in white vans to the edge of the Smoky Mountains. Their vans stay there empty for days. Presumably they go on maneuvers. And then I had a guy who was hunting in the area illegally, didn't used to be illegal to hunt there, and he just said, well, the heck with this, I'm going to hunt anyway. He was caught by the local forest ranger who he knew, and he says, I'm not going to give you a ticket. He says, you got to get out of here. And at that moment, a truck comes up this dirt road with Russian soldiers who were armed in uniform, and the forest ranger said, you do not look at that. You did not see a thing. So what you're saying, Steve, is true. It's going on all over this country.
Well, and you know, again, how many, the Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You provide documents, I provide documents, we provide eyewitness testimony. Well, I don't know, it doesn't sound real to me. The guy spelled something wrong. Yeah, well, most people, if you saw my spelling, it's bad enough. On a phone, it's hideous. But the point being is that they'll find fault to the point of ending up in those corners. Basically, Dave, with what you are hearing, what I'm hearing, I believe Jade Helm is underway. I believe now we'll be in the active surveillance mode. I've got guys checking in. My email, 300 to 400 a day, okay? That's not spam. That's 300 to 400 definable emails, not ads. So the point being is that it's not local. It's not in any of the states only that are Jade. Let me make it simple. Jade Helm, there is a secret treaty, I am told. Even had verification of this yesterday from somebody who's in the know that, yes, Steve, there has already been a signed treaty. Do you think Rick Perry will take this issue up? I doubt it. To give back Aztlan, to give back all of the United States. That's I think in French it's au fait accompli. The feat has been accomplished. Even if we produce the documents, people who live in denial will not entertain the fact that their denial doesn't, denigrate the fact or negate the fact. Denial is like an opinion. Everybody's got one. So what we have to do, Dave, and I know that you probably try and stay sane this way too, is that the ones that listen and get it, I pray that every husband that gets what we're talking about, that his wife and children are okay. I pray they will be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. That's how I pray on the radio on Doug Hagman's show. I pray that God will supernaturally grant his invisibility. I'm not BSing on this, okay? I really believe this. I really pray this for myself and for others. And people have said it was just like, I've had people give me testimonies that they prayed for that, and they were a really difficult situation, and they thought they were going to be done in. I'm talking contemporary, and it's like they said, Steve, it's like I was invisible to the people that were looking for me. Well, I say this, that's what we're praying for. And I think I would encourage everybody who prays, Lord, help me. This is a great prayer. Lord, help me to be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. I think Pastor Langford made a great statement. He said, some of you are wanting to start this, and he said, don't worry. You don't have to go looking for trouble. It's coming looking for you. So I think if there's anything tonight that we can get across is that it's underway. My guess is, based on all the email, I won't use the word guess, the information coming into me is that Jade Helm is already underway. Those of you who are veterans who live in the vicinity, other veterans, you guys got to start doing checkups with each other. You guys got to start figuring out non-electronic communications. I don't want to give anything away, but just start setting up communications. Keep each other, get at their back. Just like, remember this, everyone. Most of us, I'm not a veteran. I don't know anything about jungle fighting, but I do know this. I know that there's a word called camouflage, and if you can't be seen, your chance of longevity increases. Smartphones, you know, they talked about smart weapons. Your smartphone is a homing beacon. I have an iPhone. I also have a silent pocket, a deal that, you know, keeps the signal from going out. But I'm finding, Dave, since this whole thing about Jade Helm, I'm carrying it 70% less of the time. If I'm going any place, going out, and here's what I want to share with everybody. Those of you who have established habitual patterns, change them. If you go from point A to point B every day, the same time, the same road. If you come home, the same time, the same road. If you stop at the restaurant or at a supermarket, the same time, at the same place. Mix it up. Change it up. These are simple things that can be done. And I guess, Dave, tonight, because I don't know how much longer we have. What is it tonight? It's already July. I'm sorry, not July.
June 7th.
Forgive me. Well, the idea that July 7th comes around, and my goal has been to expose. Now, let me share this. These guys have 100 plans, maybe 1,000 plans. We're up against supercomputers. Once they have, if this happens, they have computer programs with artificial intelligence and algorithms that are mind-boggling. They're so mind-boggling, they're top secret. It's way beyond what people think. Imagine Hal on steroids in a bad mood on a Friday night. That's the computer from 2001 Space Odyssey. That's what you're up against, but you cannot deal with it in the strength of your own mind or wisdom. That's why prayer, and I believe in two-way communication. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice. I believe if you pray and seek God with your heart, you're going to get an answer. May not be the answer you want, but you'll get an answer. And I think that, you know, when we humble ourselves, we come to that point of recognizing our total dependence upon the Lord. Look, the battlefield, even the ancient battles, especially of Israel, or even Allenby at the bottom, what was it, the Battle of Al Alamein in the desert of North Africa. I mean, that guy, I mean, you know, there were some decisive battles, but in those days, British generals weren't afraid to pray any more than American generals were afraid to pray, any more than the Revolutionary War pastors who had a musket were afraid to pray. You see, there is an acquiescence to evil that is so disgusting to me from Christianity that it boggles my mind. We are the four monkeys. We hear no evil, we see no evil, we speak no evil, we breathe no evil. Well, we're probably the, what, six monkeys, and or we know no evil. We're kind of like, who was it, Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes that knew nothing? You know?
Yes. Oh, yes. You're bringing back memories.
So the point is that denial, I tell people this, it's like the question I get on gold. I think you've heard me say this, but it's a good illustration. I'm not a cartoonist. Somebody did a cartoon for me once like this. A guy's got his hands tied behind his back. There's a trench in front of him with dead bodies, okay? And the UN, and I made sure the blue helmet said UN on it, guy's put a 45 to his head, and he's looking over his shoulder saying, does this mean you're going to take my gold away? Well, you could also put it, does this mean you're going to take my guns away? Does this mean you're going to take my family away? Whatever you're worried about them taking away is a secondary point that they're going to take you away. You know, they used to be, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. There was a song like that. I forget who did it. But, you know, what's tragic is we're talking about the most malevolent, evil, wicked, disgusting, perverted entities ever been turned loose on the planet. How can I say that based on the Bible? Jesus said there's never been any time like it, nor would be again. And except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, those days there would be no flesh left alive. So have they, within their capacity, capability, desire, and intent, the ultimate killing machine? Yeah. How about this? 33 million people, quote, according to Bill Gates, need to be, you know, he's worried that that's how many people are going to die. Vaccination, mandatory vaccination. You know, listen, speaking out against global warming is a felony in proposed legislation. Speaking out, period. What most people are not understanding is you can have a historic context of the Constitution. Those of you who are veterans who swore, and many of you are ready to give your life for it, the country you love, but the people who are supposed to be taking their oath of office seriously are the ones that are orchestrating foreign armies, foreign mercenaries, and Muslim terrorists. Let's take the open borders. It is insanity to say you're fighting a war on terror and now bringing them through the open borders. By the way, that's one of the communist plans for overtaking the United States of America. Why is it that the communists plans, you know, people settle for Marxism. Marxism is nothing but communism light. We have a full communist coup takeover, Islamo-fascist regime, and people are saying, well, you shouldn't talk that way. Romans 13, the misapplication of Romans 13 will be responsible for more needless and untimely deaths than any single aberration of Scripture. You know, it's amazing. People are more than willing to, quote, be higher, subject to the higher powers, but they won't yield to the living God. They won't pray. They won't ask God for his intervention. They won't fast. They won't do what they know to do, yet they expect God to do everything. But somehow, they're going to take the magic mystery tour, sounds like a album of the Beatles, but to a FEMA camp, or at least they'll get three squares and a shower. Yeah, unfortunately, the shower will be Zyklon B, or you'll get a haircut at the neck. You know, Dave, I'm serious. I try not to be, I am cynical, okay? I know that, and I know it's not right, but I pray and I say, Lord, how can I form words that have content and meaning? I'm sure you have to do it too. Every article you write, what words can you use that have meaning? Here's some words that have lost meaning in my opinion, okay? They no longer mean anything to anybody. Destruction. It may mean something to you, Dave. It means nothing to most, the majority of Americans. How about collapse? What does collapse mean? It means something to you. We have a framework of understanding to the people we're trying to communicate with. They have no understanding. How about the word perilous? Perilous is an amazing word, but people don't get that. You can go on and on and on. How about this one? Devastation. Well, people don't know what devastation means. So we're trying to communicate thoughts that are encapsulated in words, and guess what? Most people don't relate to the words. Now, how about the word apocalyptic? Well, apocalyptic is used in the wrong concept. Apocalyptic means the revealing or the unfolding of things that have been hidden. The apocalypse of St. John, the book of Revelation, is the revealing of Jesus Christ. It's the opening of the seven seals. And so when mainstream media, I think I saw it used the other day in the London Daily Mail, and I want to make something clear to people. I can't block all the crud that's on some of the stories I link to, whether it's swimsuits, whether it's, bikini babes, whether it's robots that are sensuous robots. By the way, the very fact that those are appearing on national news feeds, someone's getting that those are programming. Those are absolute containers of messages. I don't put those on my website. People are saying, you have an X-rated website because you quoted the London Daily Mail and their story. And did you see those women in the flimsy swimsuit? I said, do you get what the story is about? The story isn't about what you see on the right-hand side. It's on the left-hand side. It's the theme of the story. Interesting. I just got an email from Michael A. I won't say his last name. He said, notice, Steve, in Waco, the bikers, there were 9 dead and 18 injured. 9 dead, 3 times 3, 18 injured, 6 plus 6 plus 6. When you see 9 and 18, you guys, that's the same Illuminati signature
exactly.
As the 33.
I'm glad you made that connection. Anyway, we're going to step aside for a break. We'll come back with Steve Quayle in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's time to stop being a guinea pig for the money machine called Big Pharma. Ho-ho, do I have stories to tell? Probably later in the show. Katie at FamilyEssentialShop.com has some information that you need to hear. There's no way to stop this incessant attack on our health from GMO foods, the barrage of airborne pathogens, our toxic environment. The medical industry is out of control. Their prices are outrageous. Even Obamacare, we're going to make health care affordable. That's going up 40% next year. 40, don't believe the 25 you read in the paper. The real cost projections I have a hold of, it's 40%. What you need to do is build your own home remedy kit with a full spectrum of antibacterial, infectious, viral, parasitic, inflammatory, and analgesic remedies. Katie from FamilyEssentialShop.com has just the offer for you. And she's got all kinds of deals for Common Sense Show listeners. She's got the Every Oil Kit. She'll send you a free book, a hardcover edition of Modern Essentials, Guide to Therapeutic Use of Essential Oils with your purchase. She wants to help you get healthy. In fact, you're going to get to hear Katie in the next hour as she delivers her health report. And this is a chance for you to use her expertise, her wisdom, and get healthy. Because when the collapse comes, and it's coming, you hear it tonight from Steve, it's coming. When the collapse comes, there's not going to be urgent care for you to go to. So right now, while you still can, call Katie tomorrow at 720-3111. That's 720-3111. 720-630-3111. I said that wrong the first time, so let me correct myself. That's 720-630-3111. And don't forget to visit our website at familyessentialshop.com. 720-630-3111. We're going back to Steve Quayle, and Steve has been gracious enough to give up his time here on a Sunday evening to come in and talk about a whole host of topics. But Steve, we wouldn't do the audience justice if we didn't talk about CERN. And not to be funny or to make a play on words, but I am concerned about CERN, and I've been concerned because of articles that you've been publishing on your website, because it's really quite something that's outside my level of expertise. I don't have any contacts with inside information in this area, so I'm kind of at the mercy of what I read from other people, and I have a growing sense of apprehension that we're playing with fire, and what they're doing is extremely dangerous. Would you comment on that, please?
And what are they looking for, the God particle? What are they actually celebrating? They're celebrating what the New World Order is promising, is the doing away with the old. That means that which God, the living God, created to bring about the new Luciferian hyper world. Now, I want to make this clear. Notice, Dave, that they wanted to get their power up to 13 trillion electron volts, or what are called TeVs. Tango, Echo, V, I forget what V is, what is it, Victory or whatever. The point being, TeVs, trillion electron volts. The idea that CERN is an earthly representation of the Ouroboros, which is another word for the pathway of the Milky Way around our galaxy, you know, every 26,000 plus years, 26,500 years. The point being is that CERN is playing now with the very fabric of creation. Notice that they're having to use magnets that have never achieved the level of power, not just they're obviously electromagnets, but they're trying to mess with the very fabric of creation. It's my belief that literally, if it were not God intervening and those without equal, there is a group of people know who I'm talking to right now, sine pare, without equal, stopping it, these guys would basically destroy the world. Now, God makes it clear in the Bible that there is going to come a time where literally, if he didn't intervene, there would be no flesh left alive. The earthquakes that we're seeing, the demonic entity that they worship at CERN is Shiva. You've seen the many-handed deity, the Hindu deity, that basically is responsible for cosmic destruction and recreation. It's kind of, if you will, the Hindu idea of reincarnation. So while CERN is going off, you've got a bunch of people dancing there, and you've probably seen the logo 666. If you haven't seen CERN's logo, you need to see it. But with everything that you're worried about, Dave, and what's truly going on at CERN, imagine that it is the ultimate lock, if you will, on the very things that God has kept out of our earthly domain for our safety. Now, look, you cannot talk about CERN without dealing with the very subject of creation and literally a weapon that they believe. Now, this is what's crazy. They believe that they can develop a weapon to be used against God when God's the one that spoke the worlds into existence. It is insane. It is deception on a level that only exists in fallen angels' minds. But the point is that people are buying into it. It's kind of like, how do I say this? The devil's providing the atomic physics version of the Titanic, and everybody thinks it's a luxury cruise, and it's the end if it were not challenged. Will they succeed in doing, will they find the God particle? Let me tell you what they know, they may find one thing they identify as the Higgs boson, but they won't find the secret thing. You know, even King David knew this. He said, Lord, the stuff that's, I'm paraphrasing, the stuff that's given to me to understand and know, I understand and know it, but I won't even try and figure out the stuff that's beyond me. you know, again, we live in a four-dimensional world, time being the fourth dimension. Are there other dimensions? Absolutely. Are there intersecting planes of dimension? Yeah. But let's just say this. It's like you live in a house, Dave, and it's kind of like there. You can go into every room except one. And in the room that you're not allowed to go, it's not because the homeowner is a meanie. It's because what's in there has been locked up to keep it from harming people that are allowed access to the other rooms. Very basic, very almost primitive metaphor, but that's what I'm trying to get across to people. When they succeed, imagine CERN being the master lock to a bank vault or a prison vault. And when CERN is finally, certain levels are breached of power and certain particles identified and released, then all the other tumblers in the locks, anybody who's ever seen a safe lock knows that there are tumblers, and once those tumblers fall into place, everything opens up. Those are what the gates of hell are talking about. A gate doesn't beat you up. A gate doesn't do anything except allow something in or keep something out, okay? You know, normally you don't get, charged with an attack by a killer gate, especially if it's on the gatepost and there's no way you could turn it into a weapon. That's just so the critics will say, well, yeah, you could take the gate apart, and you know what I'm saying. The point is, it keeps something out or something in. Jesus talked about the time when the gates of hell would war against his body of believers, but they would not prevail. But he didn't say that they would not have effect. So the point is that when you talk about, this is why myself, Tom Horn, and others talk about the gates of hell, we are told in the New Testament that Jesus was given the keys to death, hell, and the grave. By the way, those aren't places. Those are specific areas and entities that have been bound that get released. And the point being is, of course, everybody says, well, go to hell. Yeah, it's a place. You know, but in the Old Testament, it had a different name than hell. And the bottom line is, in the New Testament, there's a difference between paradise, there's a difference between Sheol, and there's a difference between Hades. But the point being is that the gates are opening, Dave, and the very things that God in his mercy, majesty, and love for his creation that he locked away to protect us are now being invoked and opened to bring them into our sphere of existence in order to destroy mankind. I actually lack the words to formulate a statement of the danger of this, okay? Look, you and I, we're light beings. God said, let there be light. Dirt. God created us out of the dirt, out of the clay of the earth, breathed into that clay, and gave us his spirit. We became living souls. The Spirit of God breathing in. Obviously, when God's Spirit came in contact with the clay man, okay, the interrelationship, how he gave life, he gave sentience, self-awareness to human beings. So this is the other reason why the devil hates mankind so much, because the devil is jealous. He knows what mankind was meant to be. He knows what mankind will ultimately become, and he's going to do his best and will not succeed to basically interfere with God's ultimate intention, and that is that the believers in Jesus Christ will ultimately rule and reign with Jesus on earth in 1,000 years, and God says, after that, behold, I make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. God is in the, how do I say this? He's allowing mankind to see their folly in carrying out the lies given to them. They won't believe mankind. The majority of mankind won't believe in the living God, but they'll believe in everything else, whether it's alien saviors, whether it's basically humming the right frequency to get in contact with your chakras, your energy centers in your body. I'm not going there because that's New Age stuff. But what I'm saying is this. It has boils down to this now. Anyone, anything, everything now is on the table except one name, and that name is forbidden. It's Jesus. and it's because it's the name of the Son of the Most High God, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. This is a time for people, Dave. This is, I admonish them to get right with the Lord. Do I repent? Absolutely daily. Do I need to repent? Absolutely daily. You cannot have my email and think good and fluffy, warm thoughts. I get a hold of it. I say, Lord, help me to look beyond, you know, the emails. And somebody said, well, you shouldn't read your emails. Well, it, sometimes people say thank you, and then they'll follow it up with something else after you or before you. But the point being is that we're fighting for men's souls. We're fighting for people's families. And those of you who are scorners again will turn to mourners. You've painted yourself into a corner. You've lived in the river of denial. You're about ready to drown. Let's just take the food, for instance. The reason FEMA camps will sound so inviting is when there's no money because the electronic benefit cards no longer work. Hey, your banking account has just been basically frozen because of a cyber attack coming from pick the country. You'll be like cattle. They want to control us like cattle. You know, so somebody says, don't you know they can take this away, that away? I said, I understand they can take all that away. Don't you understand, critic, that they've taken your future away, your children's future away, your hope away, and they ultimately won't be happy until they take your life and get your stuff? If your stuff is important, get rid of your stuff and get your life back. Again, David, it's important. When I say this, I'm talking about the stuff, meaning, look, I like my cameras because I go out and take pictures, okay? I'm grateful I have a mattress to lay my head on. It's much more comfortable than a keyboard and a solid, you know, and I'm not kidding, my desk. I should take a picture and post it so people see where I broadcast from. But the point is that it is so discouraging to me that you write every day of the year. How many articles do you think you've written total? Maybe you know.
No, I really don't know. I kind of estimate over 1,000 now.
Okay.
1,100.
1,100. Okay. So that's 1,000 articles, okay? And I'm trying to draw a point here. 1,000 articles. I broadcasted 9,000 plus hours, okay? 1,000. That means, Dave, your life, that which you have been given as life, or anyone else who publishes stories, they're spending their life doing the research so that people that don't have time to do it don't have to do it. And then we're told that we don't know what we're talking about. Well, yeah, by the people that we're trying to expose. Do you think maybe the liars don't like it when people realize they're liars? The best illustration of that, and look, even when it comes to CERN, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to get away from that, but going to Jade Helm and Bastrop, I was so proud of the Texans in Bastrop. Because when you saw the military spokesman being unfamiliar with even the original documentation for Jade Helm, by the way, I posted on your story a quote from the Chinese general. I think you saw that, General Liu, and he basically said China will become the helmsman for the world. Did you see that?
I saw that.
So, yeah. So Jade is always associated with the Chinese dynasties. Different Ming, Quang, all the different Ling, all the different dynasties of China, okay? Jade was what the emperors, it was once referred to as the Chinese emperor's stone, okay? And so the idea that Jade Helm, it can have all the meanings too in addition to that. But when it comes to taking away the guns, look, the Bible says that the borrower becomes servant to the lender. If anybody's ever had to, you know, beg or kiss posteriors to get loans or deal with financial institutions, they'll understand that. Well, when it comes to the United States, everything you knew of your once great nation has been given away, bartered away, or stolen. As one very well-connected, majestic clearance level, only very few people, Dave, listening to me will understand what that means. Cosmic clearance level guys I ever knew, good old Tex Armstrong, basically said to me, he said, before he died, he said, Steve, they know everything. They got it all. Fast forward 5 years, 4-star general, they got it all. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, everything you see, every time there's a headline of Russia preparing its trains, Russia had the most brilliant. Look, when I identify brilliance, that doesn't mean I agree with the philosophy behind it. But the point that I'm trying to make is putting your intercontinental ballistic missiles on trains and moving them around makes it incredibly hard to target, especially it puts it in the same basis as a nuclear submarine, a boomer. So the point being is that everything is escalating. The Chinese putting their warships, I posted that story, you know, into the Hawaiian waters and then referred to a Nathan Liao vision that he had 4 years ago or whatever, and I happened to be on the island of Kauai when God gave Nathan the vision, and it's on my website, stevequayle.com. And what's significant about that, Dave, is I'm in a helicopter flying over Barking Sands, you know, Pacific Missile Range, and the helicopter pilot, I'm in the back seat with the door off, he's in the front seat with his headset directly in front of me. He says, "Wow, that's weird." And I said, "What's weird?" He says, "I haven't seen that radar on in the last 10 years. Well, the point being is now it becomes an important point to people. I don't think people get this, Dave, and this is something I've got to hit home. It is absolutely going to happen. Do I know when? Not. But it will happen that the United States will be taken out in a multiple nuclear exchange. Now, people say, you don't love your country. I love my country enough to put my life on the line every single minute and have done so for 25 years. So if you want to hang out in the bottom of a chicken coop and be poultry droppings, go ahead, nameless scorners and nameless critics. But the point is that if people don't understand the lateness of the hour, how can you plead? How can you give them any more information? Have you ever sat down, Dave Hodges, and asked yourself, probably in the quiet times or reflecting, I don't know, I'm just asking you, Lord, what more can I say? What more can I spell out?
Almost every day I go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. When does the preponderance of evidence tip the scale? Well, I can only say this. When you lay out an article that is so well researched that there's no arguing with it, you'd think it's argumentative proof. Somebody says, well, I don't believe it. That's irrelevant. Then they go on the blog, I don't believe Dave Hodges, or Steve Quayle is a screwball, whatever, okay? The point is that, but what have they done? And who are they, ladies and gentlemen? Just don't be so foolish to think your opinion is fact. When I put a story out, or Dave puts a story out, or anybody puts a story out, and we document it, and we say, go search it out, we're not saying listen to us. We're saying, look at the eyewitness reports. So all I can assume is what the lieutenant colonel from NORTHCOM psychological operations in my office said, Dave, they got him against you. They got him against Doug Hagman. They got him against Greg Evenson. They got him against Alex. It doesn't matter what people think of Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges, Doug Hagman. That doesn't matter. What matters is somebody thinks it's important enough to slander, to impugn, to belittle, mock, accuse of all sorts failures on my part, blah, 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 blah. They don't like this, they don't like that. Well, I got news for you. There comes a time when Dave Hodges goes silent. This isn't a threat, it's just an awareness. There's a time when you and I do no more phone interviews or posting stories, or there comes that time. There comes a time when everybody's left to the information base that they have been given, all of the provisions that they have taken or made. I mean, I got people asking me some of the dumbest questions. Now, when I say dumb, it's dumb to be worried about your retirement from 5 years from now. You better be worried about your life, you know, 5 weeks from now. And somebody said, well, what would you say if Jade Helm just doesn't go and it wasn't as bad as you say? I'll say it wasn't as bad because it was exposed, but you still haven't hit September yet, you know?
Yeah, well, Steve, I get this every day. This is sent to me every day, and quite frankly, I'm not going to answer the question anymore. I've been consistent since the beginning. I said, I don't know if Jade Helm is going to go live. I said, it certainly could, but if Jade Helm isn't going to go live, Jade Helm's successor will, because they're not devoting this kind of time, resources, and money and operational planning if they weren't planning to do this to us.
Absolutely. And can I say something? Anybody that thinks that these guys operate on a single time frame timeline, doesn't understand the nature of the battle. That's why I tried to articulate that at the beginning of the show, Dave. They've got multiple plans, multiple streams, multiple avenues, and they can do whatever they want. Now, how do we stop them? We stop them by praying, and I'm talking about the effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. God said he looked for someone to stand in the gap. Your prayers, the most elderly widow or elderly woman or man, widow, widower, listening to us tonight, has the same power with God in their faith as anybody in history. And when God's people touch God's throne, or like the hem of Jesus' garment, I tell you, people, that's when the miracles flow. It still will be by God's supernatural intervention, direction, guidance, and provision that any of us make it through. And that's why I believe, Dave, that these times are so important that people get the most that they can get. Look, no, at any time in the United States of America, there was never the movement of materiel as there has been in this country. Never in the history of America, outside of training missions or what do they call them, summer training camp, and never were the National Guard vehicles mounted with live 50s or the tanks with their barrels on, you know. And in defense, not everything may be headed for our way, but when you see trains for going on for 35 miles with 1,000 pieces of armor on it, and those things going in, and people say, well, where does all this stuff go? I want to tell everybody again, we had over 100 military bases closed under George Bush Sr.'s reign of destruction, okay? Those bases were turned over to guess who? NATO. Those bases were turned over to guess who? The United Nations, or I call them the United Nothings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, understand that we are talking about a time unlike any in history. And whether Jade Helm goes active or not, that is not the main issue. The main issue is you're watching veterans being vilified. You're watching veterans go to early deaths by being denied medication. You're watching them being stripped of their constitutional guarantees. And if you don't stick up for them, and I've said this, Dave, the only ones that have trained fighting skills and abilities that could even resist the New World Order are obviously veterans, whether they're bikers or hikers. You know, and guess who the focus is on? Them first, and then gun owners second. So again, it's important that people understand that we're not playing games. We're talking about lives. And in our case, we're not talking about just your earthly life. And what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? People need to have a realization that the powers behind this evil really do believe in the supernatural realm. The powers behind this evil really do serve their God, little g. His name is Lucifer. They believe they are his offspring. They are doing everything genetically. They're using CERN, and this is another, you made it isn't a pun, but just think of the word CERN and discernment. We need to discern. That means to look beyond, to have God grant a revelation of not just the present evil, but go to the root of it. The root of it all, ladies and gentlemen, is the ultimate destruction of mankind. And I got news for you. What makes people think that the same people that messed it up, the world up, are going to be able to fix it? Well, I can tell you this, the utopian plan or the utopian mindset has always been promulgated and put forth by the New World Order and even, you know, H.G. Wells and all of the different writers of the late 1800s and early 1900s, those who were the in crowd, those who were, come on, let's take Atlas Shrugged. Dave, you and I are living out Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged right now. We're living it out. We're seeing it played out before our eyes, not because Hollywood blew it on something it could have done great, you know, in trying to bring that movie to the screen. It's just too big. It's too massive. But we're seeing it playing out before our very eyes. And if people want to take the time through the summer to read Atlas Shrugged, you can hardly turn a page and something that is there won't strike a strange resemblance to the time we live in. It's because I call it the Luciferian scripting for the destruction of the world is underway. Anybody who's ever made a movie, anybody who's ever written a script knows this, that basically every angle is put into the script, if it's a shooting script, not a treatment, and the dialogue, it's all played out, ladies and gentlemen, and if the puppets on the string are the humans. The puppeteers are the fallen angels. They're behind the scenes, and the ultimate general of the fallen angels is the Prince of Darkness, and that's what we're up against.
That's what people really fail to grasp. Steve, this has been riveting, and sometime in the future, later this summer, I want to have you on to talk about what's going on in Hollywood, because I know you've addressed that. But in the time we have left, tell people how they can follow your good work.
Well, they can go on my website, and basically it's stevequayle.com. A lot of the Quayle is spelled Quayle.com. One of the things that, you know, that is really important to me at this point, Dave, is getting the, I've said that he who controls the past or the information of the, from the past will determine the future. And one of the things I'm working on, most people don't know this, your listeners, some of them may know it, but working on an expedition video that we went to probably one of the most important places in the world in Peru, Timothy Alberino analysis. The idea is going to find the root of evil, you can understand the fruit of evil. And isn't it interesting that even in the New Atlantis, which never was finished, the New Atlantis was talking about all of the modern technology that we now experience, and how could it be that Bacon knew that stuff back then? Well, through the ancients. And so what we're doing is showing this, that there is nothing new under the sun, and people can talk about giants, and I have written books about it. My new book, yes, by the way, on giants, Genesis 6, 60% new, Dave, is going over pretty remarkably well. People love it because I found the best ancient records that I never knew when I had no access or no knowledge they existed 12 or 14 years ago when I wrote the original Genesis 6 by Robert Woods, and it's an amazing addendum of information. The Caesars, the most important people in history, the ones that you read in real history about, they all acknowledged giants or collected their statues. Now listen to this. Suetonius, this is a mind-blowing thing.
Steve, Suetonius, if we start this, we're not, I'm sorry, we're not going to have time for this.
But let me just share this. We see in Nero, Suetonius writing about, listen to this, he had an ogre he fed live people to, and Suetonius, he said Nero said that his Senate was irrelevant. Doesn't that sound like Washington, D.C.? That's where I'll leave it, Dave.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Steve, this has been awesome. His new book about giants is available on his website at stevequayle.com. I'll give that information out again after the break. Steve, you've been generous with your time. This has been a riveting 2 hours. I can't wait to do it again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in hour number three with Katie and the Health Report. Stay tuned.
On Facebook, on the news. We're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now by 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.